A tiny brown ant from South America has the potential to cause big problems in Georgia. Unlike other species, tawny crazy ants run erratically and very fast, and they've been known to destroy electrical equipment or take over entire floors of buildings. Tim Davis of the University of Georgia's Chatham County Extension Office talked with me about how tawny crazy ants got to Georgia.
There's a lot of ants besides tawnies that are not native here, and they're transported largely by people. We believe that the tawny crazy ant came here to Savannah through the port, and that's where we're finding them right now, is right at the port of Savannah. But we expect them to spread beyond that.
Usually the concern, you know, as I understand it, with invasive or potentially invasive species like this is, you know, that they could upset the ecosystem, right? They're going to choke out the native ant populations, other native populations. But the thing with the tawny crazy ants is, like, they also, you know, can do some damage to, like, human infrastructure, right?
Yeah, tawnies, I mean, ants, period, we have a lot of problems. But tawnies in particular, we have issues with them clogging up electrical circuits, getting inside of irrigation boxes and things like that. So in the large number, a friend of mine, when they first found them in Alabama, somebody brought in a 5-gallon bucket of dead ants. So it's a large number of ants that you're dealing with. And that's really one of the major issues that we deal with tawnies.
So how do you, I guess, prevent them from doing that?
That's actually what we're worried about, is the fact that, you know, when we talk about fire ants and some of these other species that we've done a lot of research on, we have some pretty good tools for dealing with those. When it comes to tawnies, their behavior is different. And so we don't have a lot of good management strategies for this. And it being new, we're having to do a lot of research in order to get to a place where we can do a good job with management. And that may be a while down the road before we're really able to say, okay, we can do these things, and we'll be able to keep them from causing us issues.
And in the meantime, as you mentioned, you expect them to spread beyond the port sometime soon. There was just a report out of Clemson that, like, they think they're going to come to South Carolina soon. Is there a way to stop them from spreading in that way?
Actually, no, I don't think there's a way to stop them from spreading. Some ants, we've tried quarantines in the past, and that's been effective at slowing the spread, but it's not been effective at stopping the spread. You know, when you think about a port, if you've ever been out there, you're seeing tons and tons of vehicles moving in and out of that port, going from one place to another. The ability to inspect all those things that are leaving that port and making sure they don't have something as small as an ant is virtually impossible. So it's going to be very, very difficult, particularly because of the large numbers, to keep this one from spreading.
So I'm guessing if it's that difficult to stop them spreading, it's also going to be pretty difficult to maybe impossible to try to eradicate them from the area?
Yeah, as entomologists, we don't like the word eradicate. Eradicate means we're going to get it down to zero. And we've tried that with other species, and there are very, very few eradication programs that have ever been effective. So, no, this is probably not something that we're going to, you know, conduct a eradication program and expect that we're going to be able to stop it. The best we can do is, one, define where it is, so that when pest managers and people are trying to control the ant, they're taking the appropriate measures and are aware that this is a potential problem that they need to deal with.
So to that point, how do you recognize one of these ants? You know, so if you've got a couple, you keep it from turning into a whole swarm.
So what we would recommend is, if you think you have these, you can take them to your county extension office. Identification is really going to require getting them under a microscope. But if you're seeing large numbers of ants on the ground moving very quickly and over a larger area, be suspicious. There are a couple other species that do that, but this one, take it to your extension office and then we can work on identifying it for you.
All right. Well, Tim Davis with the University of Georgia, thank you so much.
You're welcome.